Our final article this month focuses on a veritable New York institution, the New York Times. The legendary newspaper has been around for almost 170 years, and it shows no signs of stopping.
Love it or hate it? America's best-selling newspaper is extraordinary in the vehement reactions it inspires. Those on the right of American politics, particularly the U.S. President Donald Trump, hate it because it symbolizes everything they despise about the liberal attitudes of New York's cosmopolitan elites. But many on the American left hate it for being too moderate. Even its own readers, while devoted to the paper, love to criticize it. Ultimately, the reason why everyone has an opinion about the Times is that no other paper matters as much as the New York Times. It's in a class of its own.
The Grey Lady. The Times debuted in 1851. About 100 years later, people started calling it the Grey Lady. The nickname wasn't just about its longevity or the lack of colour pictures, but its high moral tone, designed to appeal to cultured, intellectual readers. There is something schoolmistress-like about the Times, whose slogan is "All the news that's fit to print," a pompous rejection of sensationalism and a commitment to objective reporting. It's probably the best newspaper in the world, just not the most exciting.
A famous square. Times Square in New York is world famous. But did you know that it is named after the New York Times, whose offices were once there? Originally called Longacre Square, its name was changed in 1904 when the paper moved into the newly built Times Tower. The offices soon proved too small for the expanding newspaper, but the Times left its mark on the square in the form of the Zipper. This electronic news bulletin began running around Times Tower in 1928. It gave instant headlines decades before the Internet, famously announcing the end of the Second World War to cheering crowds in the square.
Sunday Madness. For generations, Sunday morning in New York was characterized by couples brunching as they read that day's Times. The Sunday edition, 1.1 million copies, is no ordinary newspaper. It is really big, with many different sections on every subject imaginable. Not just news and culture, but business, finance, health, and more, much more. The biggest ever Sunday edition was produced in 1987. It was 1,612 pages long and weighed 5.4 kilos.
Facts, facts, facts. In an era of fake news, the Times is a reliable source of information. The copy editors are reputed to be ferocious, driving the journalists crazy with their fastidious fact-checking. As a result, it is considered the paper of record, whose information can be trusted. But this devotion to accuracy can go too far at times. After the First World War, for instance, the Times was the only paper in the world that printed the 440 articles of the Treaty of Versailles in their entirety. How many New Yorkers read all of that?
A digital revolution. Like other papers, the Times has suffered a massive decline in print sales due to the effect of the Internet. Now selling only half the copies it sold in 2000, it has laid off 30% of its staff in the past 5 years. But today, it seems to have been reborn as an international digital paper, experiencing a huge surge in mostly young subscribers over the past 2 years. Now, with over 2.6 million subscribers, it earns more than $1 billion a year just from subscriptions. The future looks secure.